there, hospitality fans. Welcome back to another episode of Smack's Break Time, the snackable little sibling of our Smack podcast. Today, I welcome Samuel Juroge, Director of Quality Assurance and Sustainability at Millennium Hotels on the show. He told me about his journey from being a telephone operator to quality management. And he also let us in on Millennium's approach on sustainability and some of the successes they could already achieve, among others, in the field of food waste. Enjoy the show. Hi, Sam. Thanks for joining me on Smack's Break Time today.
Hi, Marie. It's a pleasure to be part of this podcast, and I'm really happy that I've had this opportunity to be a part of it.
We are super happy to have you here. You're based in Dubai, right?
That's correct. I live in Dubai.
And that means we have a 2-hour time difference. And how many degrees? It's about 15 degrees in Berlin today, where I am.
Oh, wow. It's completely opposite here. We are currently on 38, 39 degrees. And they're saying that summer has just not kicked in yet. And it seems summer is here already for us. 37 is quite hot.
I can barely imagine. Since when are you calling Dubai your home?
Oh, well, so I moved into the UAE or in Dubai in 2009. So I pretty much have about 15 to 16 years living here in the country. And I've called Dubai home for the last 16 years. I think half of my life I've been here.
Wow. What made you move there initially?
Oh, well, let's say I was a bit passionate about hospitality. And at the rate at which I saw the city of Dubai growing in terms of, building luxury brand and all the big chain of hotels setting shop here in Dubai, it really made me interested to find out what's going on in this super city that you hear so many prestigious things and so many nice things happening across. So it kind of like pulled me in. I wanted to start my hospitality career in London in the UK. However, was a complete change of decision coming back into Dubai. Coming into Dubai, it was the best decision I ever made, to be honest.
What was the final thing that drew you into Dubai that made you change your mind from London to Dubai?
Oh, well, a few factors played part of this because, you see, in London, I was looking to go and study at the same time work in the hospitality field. However, I have a brother of mine who lives here in the UAE in Dubai. So he kind of like convinced me to come down. And when I did my research, I think I made the best decision because, again, hospitality is unmatched here and the hospitality sector is a complete, complete game changer when you visit the hotels in Dubai. They really pay a big focus when it comes to customer experience and looking at the big brands that are here. I think it really convinced me that living in Dubai would be the best option. And of course, being closer to my family, being closer to my brother.
You are currently the Director of Quality and Sustainability at Millennium Hotels. How did you start off your career in hospitality?
Wow. I mean, this is a story I like to share a lot. When I first came into the city of Dubai in 2009, I pretty much started from down there. I was a telephone operator and I worked my way up the ladder. There's no step I've missed out. I became a front desk agent. From a front desk agent, I moved into the quality department and I found that the quality department is intertwined with all other departments because this is the part where, you know, we get involved with setting standards, setting SOPs, doing quality checks, quality control and quality assurance as a whole. And so I became very passionate about it. And it's so tied in that I also had this passion for wanting to do good for the environment. And at that time, CSR was a very big factor when it comes to quality and sustainability. So that's how I moved into quality field. And I worked for a company called JA Resorts and Hotels for a period of 14 years before I transitioned into Millennium Hotels and Resorts. So I've been with Millennium Hotels and Resorts for the last 1.5 years now. As I started as a regional manager for Middle East and Africa. And now I got promoted to a director of quality and sustainability for Middle East and Africa.
You have been working within quality management for over 15 years. Now you're also responsible for sustainability. How does that come together?
Sustainability for us as a company is now part of our DNA, and it's part of our strategy moving forward when it comes to the next 5-year, 10-year development plan. Sustainability in this part of the business and this part of the world is something that has been taken so seriously, starting from the leadership, starting from the country's, the president himself, setting last year to be the year of sustainability and the year before. So sustainability and quality, they sort of complement each other. Yeah. And I do believe that having this opportunity to work in Millennium and bringing in the structures when it comes to how do we curate and set minimum standards for hotels to follow when it comes to sustainability compliance. Because again, we are living in a world where travelers are being cautious about which hotels they want to choose to stay in. You've got companies also being cautious about what hotels they want to partner with or stay with. And each hotel has to make their own efforts in terms of how do you reduce your carbon footprint. And this is the part where we've brought in systems in place. We now have our brand standards updated, which means that we have sustainability minimum standards in place. We've got our leadership now involved in sustainability and the owners who run the specific hotels. Mm. So it stretches out, and it's good to see that there is partnership and there is involvement from each and every stakeholder, including the staff who are working for us.
Yeah, you really have to get everybody on board to spread the message and also to, do their part in any sustainability kind of measurements.
And I always add to that, I say, sustainability is not just a social responsibility, it's everyone's responsibility. So everyone needs to get involved. It's not just a corporate social responsibility. It's everyone's responsibility. It starts from at home. It starts from where you live. It comes all the way to work. And so it has to be part of your culture so that you can build that culture in you and spread the awareness and training for everyone else around you to follow.
Yeah. I can see in your face that this is a topic that is important to you. When did this come up, and what's your personal motivation for this topic?
Oh, well, like I said, I think all this started when I moved into the quality space or the quality office in 2012. Now, when we were looking at beach cleanups, cleaning up the beach, and when you would walk around and find cans and plastic waste and all these things that would end up going into the sea or into the landfill, and then you'd imagine the marine life, the fish that we eat every day, they're all getting contaminated from this. So that was a small part of the entire sustainability, structure, our system, because that's just a beach cleanup. Now, imagine what happens when we throw waste in the landfill, when we throw waste in the sea. So this got a little bit closer to me. So we got to start doing a lot of engagements, campaigns with the local communities. We started planting trees. We started creating impact by involving guests who would come and stay into our hotels. And we would get their children to also be part of it and be part of the story. And we recognize the kids and we would give the kids even certificates. For example, I remember one of these parents who cried tears and said she's been staying around hotels around the world and she's never been to a hotel where her child has been recognized for actually playing part of a sustainability initiative and being part of a beach cleanup and collecting this much of trash and getting a certificate. That was so special for her. And I think that's what drove me into saying, you know what, we need to save our future generations. We need to be there for them and we need to play our part. So being in this business where we know hospitality creates a lot of waste in various parts of it, what can we do different and how can we help, even if it's not by pumping in money, but just by spreading awareness, just by training the team members, incentivizing. There's so much that we have done over the period of time. And this is why I believe that every single effort plays a big part into driving the sustainability agenda.
What kind of measurements are you working on in terms of sustainability at the moment? You've mentioned the beach cleanup, and I've got something about food waste, which I would love to talk about with you. But what are the other things that you're implementing?
That's a very good question, and I love that because, again,
in the past, a little bit.
So in the past, we used to. I'm a firm believer of it's not a corporate social responsibility; it's everyone's responsibility. So we should be moving out of the CSR into the sustainability topic as a whole. And the measurements that we've put in place is first of all standardizing. Putting standards in place as part of our brand standards. When we are signing new hotel agreements, we want our brand standards to be there in terms of who we are as a company. What is our plan when it comes to sustainability? How do we do responsible purchasing of products? How do we involve the local communities? How do we manage energy and waste and water? What are the initiatives that we'll put in place in terms of investment? What do we need to put in place in terms of, you know, when we are opening a new hotel, how are we going to manage waste, especially when it comes to food waste, which I know we are going to dive into that in a moment. But what are the investments that we need to put in or to consider at the time of design and building of a hotel? And even the existing properties that we have, what can we do different in terms of recycling, in terms of reducing waste by purchasing less, in terms of purchasing sustainable products, in terms of setting goals, clear KPIs for each and every department or for the sustainability community committee that we form, how do they follow up on those goals and KPIs by making sure that they hold all departments accountable? For example, we want to eliminate the use of single-use plastic straws. We want to make sure that there's no plastic bottles in our hotels. So we want to advocate for more glass bottles that can be recycled 10, 20 times. We want to put flasks in place, bottle flasks that guests can purchase and reuse water and fill in water from any part of the business. And even if they go for a run, they're just using their flasks with them. They fill in water. So it's the matrix is there. The system is there. And we are grateful also. We are in a city whereby they have taken sustainability very seriously and they have set up the framework around compliance, around sustainability. So there is a matrix there. There is engagement with customers. We have also made sure that we have included questions into our guest surveys on asking them about sustainability initiatives and what they have seen and what do they recommend or suggest that we do different. So it's a learning phase. We learn from guests. They learn from us. We involve them. We advertise on the websites. We have all our information on the digital display screen. And there's so much of the matrix that's there. And again, it's all about just holding each and everyone accountable, from the department heads to the hotel general managers, but coming up all the way from the corporate office and involving also the owners. So it is something that is working, and we can see that when you have consistency and when you preach what you talk, I think things will just move.
That sounds amazing. What's the feedback that you're getting from the guests? Do they notice? Do they positively notice? Do they wish for more?
Oh, yes. I mean, I'm actually a very happy man when I see guests reaching out to me, and even to the extent of calling me to meet me in the lobbies. I remember even in the past hotel where I was working, a guest came and spoke to me and told me, I'm really interested to find out how you're managing your food waste, for example. We have seen information on your website that you have a system that prevents and reduces food waste and you're able to track the impact. But also on a back end, you've got a system that manages the waste that goes into instead of going into the landfill, instead of going into the garbage, it goes into a waste master solution, for instance, where there is a compost going on or anaerobic digestion. And then reduction of food waste goes from 100% to you're left with 20% of waste, which comes out as soil conditioner, which again, this soil conditioner, you can use it to grow vegetables and crops. So you're closing the loop. You're achieving a circular economy. And when guests come to me and approach me and start talking to me about these things, I get very emotional to some extent, knowing that there's someone who values what we're doing and knowing that guests are equally involved and they're equally paying attention to hotels who are becoming sustainable and having glass bottles in the room with a nice story that says what we are doing as a company and not using plastic bottle. You know, and maybe, for example, like we are also committed to planting mangroves, which remove CO2 from the air and trap them in the roots of the plant. And these are things that we keep on learning every day. And guests are involved and they want to know more. Some of them want to participate and they want their children to also learn from us. So we do also get schools to come, for example, and do tour of the hotel. And these are things that are close to my heart. We should continue educating children with schools, having partnerships with schools, showing them any sustainable initiatives that we have in place. And that's part of learning both ways. So we need to involve our future generations. But at the same time, the feedback we get from guests is equally important for us to keep track of it and make sure that we take steps to implement what we feel can be done and what is actually achievable.
You have just accidentally answered two of my questions that I still had in mind for later. This is great. You have mentioned the food waste reduction, and this is something that I still have on my list. We were introduced through Winnow Solutions, who tackle food waste with the help of AI and on a very big scale. And we have heard from them that within your airport hotels, you have managed to reduce, within only 6 months, you have reduced food waste around 45%, which is an equivalent of 21,000 meals and over 36 tons of CO2. How is that possible? What did you do?
Wow, I love that question. I mean, you know, when you have technology involved in how you do your business and when you embrace technology in your business in this day, in this very day-to-day world that we're living in, it will actually bring value back in terms of getting you the data that you need, getting you the numbers that you want to showcase. For example, if it comes to how are you managing and how are you measuring? You know, because I always say, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. So AI is important, and these systems are important to us as a company to ensure that, first of all, we need to measure so that we can manage. We need to understand how much of food waste are we generating as a company. And this is what we did in Millennium Airport, which is a very good success story with the team there. The chef is very involved along with the F&B team and the general manager. And I have to compliment the entire team at Millennium Airport, because when we started off the project, you're almost starting as if you're bringing something new, where you have to now educate the team that we need to change our internal processes, such as how do we separate food waste. We need to allocate resources such as food bins, and we need to put weighing scales and understand each and every part of the business. How are we segregating waste? And when the system captures the waste that goes into it, now we're able to tell, oh, wow, hang on, you've got scrambled eggs that you're wasting 5 kgs a day. Can we do less tomorrow? You've got rice that you're wasting 10 kgs a day. Can we do less tomorrow? And that starts driving in a different way of thinking and makes the team more innovative. It makes the team more creative, and the ideas are coming from them. We don't need to tell them what to do. They are the ones bringing their solutions. They identify the gaps and the problems. They bring the solutions. And that six-month period, I can comfortably say 21,000 meals was achievable. 45% reduction is even less than what we were targeted for. And I know the targets we set were quite high, but we were impressed by the fact that the team picked up so fast, because they had a culture change, a way of, and they embraced the system, right? So they do value the system. They see the importance of it. And the data that goes into the system has come out to be very clean data, which is 100% categorized properly, because the AI system as well picks up on the right food, on what goes into the bin. So it has advanced within the number of years that we know has been innovating their systems. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that I can comfortably tell you that we have exceeded the 21,000 by now, because now we are, I think, on the 8th month, and that has showed and proved that it's a no-brainer. Big hotel operations need to have systems like this.
Yeah, I mean, 21,000 meals is an incredible amount of resources saved, and therefore, I guess, also money. Like, this will show this is less material, in the broadest sense, wasted.
Absolutely.
How do I imagine this process of the, I think you mentioned scales, and you also mentioned the AI is detecting points that can be attacked. So how does that look? Like, the waste that comes back from, let's say, a buffet gets weighed and then typed into the system, or how does that go down?
All right. So let me give it a brief overview of how it works. So you'd need to have a weighing scale, and you'd need to have a a bin that is actually just separate for food waste. Now, let's say, for example, you're clearing your buffet setup after breakfast. You've got your baked beans, you've got your scrambled eggs, you've got your croissants, you've got all sorts of food types that is sitting there and needs to be cleared out, because there is a very strict time period that you can only leave food for maybe 3 or 4 hours in line with the HACCP requirements. So when you're going to throw that food, when you throw the baked beans, for example, you throw them in the bin, then there is a camera on top. The machine has a camera on top. It takes a picture. And then when it takes the picture, it tells you this is baked beans, and it tells you 7 kgs of baked beans has gone into waste. Then when you throw the next batch, which is the croissants, it tells you, okay, you've got 3 kgs of croissants that has gone in. You've got 10 kgs of scrambled. Yeah. So it measures. It measures, and it's very accurate, because the amount of time I can imagine, has taken to gather this data from all the sites that they have in the world. The data is very good, I can tell you, because I've worked with Wino before when they didn't have the AI system, when it used to be manual-based, and I can tell you that used to be very tough and difficult. But right now, with the AI telling you this is soup, this it goes to the extent that it can even tell you gravy, that this is this type of gravy. Yes, and that's how smart the system reads food waste. And that's an important part of any hotel operations, because makes sense economically, it makes sense socially, and we as hoteliers need to be responsible enough on how do we address the food waste problem. And this system is a game changer, and it brings in ways of us understanding how to prevent, how to reduce waste, and how to prepare better. Even when it comes to the trimmings and cuttings, when the chefs are cutting the, the vegetables and the fruits, you could even track that as well. To the extent of even a staff cafeteria, plate waste, when you're clearing out your plate waste, you can also capture that. So that data, I usually say data is the new gold, right? So when you know how to read the data, then you can make very informed decisions.
Well, I'm very impressed. It didn't even come to my mind that a computer could be analyzing this kind of footage. So, yeah,
it does.
Cool.
It does.
Very cool. Yeah, and that saves a lot of steps, because I guess then you just have to show the plate. You don't have to put it on another plate, put it on a scale, and then throw it away, make more dishes dirty or whatever it is. So
It makes life easier for the hotel general manager, for the culinary director, for the F&B teams. Because now they can understand the categorization percentage. They can see the percentage of sales. They can see the savings that comes with that. And we can also tell from a baseline the grams per cover, like how much waste can come out per cover, per plate. Maybe you could we identified about 269 grams at the time we were starting. But by 6 months down the line or 8 months down the line, I can comfortably tell you that the average now has gone down to 110 grams. Right? Mm. So we've cut nearly half of the waste that used to be sitting there on the plate. Mm. And that weight savings in kgs also is value back. And again, because we are talking about sustainability, it also goes back to the point of how much CO2 savings are you having in terms of kg. So we have seen an average of 8,890 kgs in the last 3 months, for instance, of CO2 savings.
That's great numbers. That's that's a lot of resources saved.
Absolutely.
Sure, cool. Sam, just like this, we're already over time. Wow. More than 20 minutes have passed. Is there anything else you would like to share with our community of hospitality professionals? Maybe in terms of sustainability, maybe something completely else, whatever you want to say, anything you want to throw in here.
Well, I think, first of all, I think we should continue having these awareness sessions and podcasts so that people can get the opportunity to listen to others who are in this field. I learn every day. I listen to different podcasts every day. It's a way of learning. Learning never stops. I am still learning so many solutions out there. I meet a lot of suppliers, a lot of partners, networking. So it's important that we continue conversations such as this through podcasts, through workshops, through attending various training sessions. And at the same time, what I normally share with the team is that we need to ensure that in anything we do, first of all, we need to make sure that we know how to measure so that we can be able to manage. And if you want to manage properly, have the data with you. And when you do that, then you'll find life will be easy and you'll find that you're making decisions based on numbers and numbers don't lie. lastly, I can say that sustainability is not a plan B because mm-hmm. we do not have a planet B.
Brilliant last words. Thank you very much. It was an absolute pleasure to talk about sustainability, about food waste with you. And also thanks for sharing the insights on your career. I wish you a lovely afternoon.
Thank you very much for your time. And I wish you all the best. And I hope it was an insightful discussion. Looking forward to a lot more of this. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Appreciate it. We will do. We'll definitely do. We'll keep cracking on.